Hello, my name is Caroline Parfait, and with my colleague Marlène Aruga. Marlène, are you there?
Yes,
Yes,
hello.
okay. We are students in digital humanities in the Centre d'études supérieures de la Renaissance de Tours, and we are going to introduce you to the ENVI platform, our MA first year student project last year. Before begin our presentation, we would like to thank Marion Lamé, Elena Pirazzo, Joël Popino, François Roseman, as well as Romain Tigiro, our teammate last year, and all the teachers for their help, and finally the Fair Heritage Conference organizers. ENVI, Espace Numérique du Vitrail, is a student project aiming at developing a database of stained glass restoration data in France and a collaborative working environment for restorers, art historians, and agents of the Direction Régionale des Affaires Culturelles who are working together on a stained glass restoration project. Our goal with ENVI is to create a collaborative work platform between stained glass professionals and heritage institutions to facilitate the management, access, and actions of data. I'll give the floor to Marlène.
So our state of the art stands in three parts. First, restoration data. Second, digital tools and databases that exist for web storage and visualization. And finally, digital repositories are visible on the web and semantic web vocabularies and ontologies. Moreover, the state of the art describes the process that starts with the responding to a call for tenders and ends with the delivery of the restoration memorandum. So we observe that datasets about stained glass windows are very heterogeneous because each professional produces his paper reports with the vocabulary specific to his job. Datasets are mainly contained in paper documents. So this heterogeneity of data is also explained by the fact that there is a great heterogeneity among professionals working on the stained glass windows. Databases about stained glass windows data contains non-technical datasets that are not always retrievable. Specific vocabulary and ontology are missing. And finally, a government set vocabulary for preservation, restoration called Glossary of Terms for Intervention on Historic Monuments exists, but is not a semantic web vocabulary or ontology. So during the development of the ENVI project, two eras of research have emerged, data preservation and the future dissemination and accessibility of datasets. Our concern is how to make data about past, present and future stained glass restoration accessible, interoperable and searchable by all professionals in the different heritage sectors, such as conservators, restorers, architects of buildings in France, researchers, as well as amateurs. The aims of the ENVI project are the following: to integrate the data contained in the physical archives of the Médiathèque de l'Architecture et du Patrimoine and the Corpus Vitrearum, to provide an easy access to data to the stained glass community, and to enable collaborative works by proposing a centralized writing tool for the restoration data.
Okay, in order to define the needs of our users, we conduct a qualitative survey of three stained glass conservator restorers named Pauline Parfait, Laurence Cusange, and Bénédicte Lacheret, and an art historian, Pascal Charon, who is working on the project Vitrail, an inventory of stained glass window in the Région Centre-Val-de-Loire, and the data of which are integrated into the Arviva website. And we all acknowledge here for the kind participation. We retained two important points. Firstly, We listen professional, expect a simple interface to retrieve, add, and update data. This working interface would allow a simplified data exchange for all. Secondly, as you can see on the slide, we've been thinking about role assignment and data quality control, because the last point that came out of our survey is the fear linked both to the lack of confidentiality of the data about the work in progress and to the scholarly quality of the data. Many professionals are rightly concerned that data may be entered and published without the approval of the competent authorities. We also contact institutions such as the LRMH or the Direction Régionale des Affaires Culturelles in Orléans, but they have not responded to the request for an interview for now. In order to define the vocabulary of our conceptual model for the digital phase of the stained glass window, we rely on the technical vocabulary of stained glass conservation restoration, and taking into account the result of our qualitative survey, we developed user accounts that respect the hierarchy of jobs in reality.
The NV prototype consists of a website developed with CakePHP framework. The NV website is linked to two databases, the base numérique du vitrail and our user account management database. The functionalities are a simple search, a consultation of the records, the visualization of the images of the base numérique du vitrail, and the forum. Users have the possibility to create a personal or a professional account. But the use of the PHP Cake framework now appears to us as a constraint to develop our digital stained glass environment in a simple, light, and efficient way. So from now on, we wish to develop a more flexible structure, and this in a fast way. That's why we decide to opt for the use of OmiKS in the future.
We would also like to stick to and to follow strictly the FAIR principles, and several avenues are being explored. Firstly, we are also working on referencing the ENVI site and linking to other databases that contain stained glass data, historical or otherwise, in order to make our data findable and not unnecessarily create data that already exists on the web. Secondly, we want to make the data accessible, so the website. Thirdly, the use of semantic web technologies, including the use of the CDOC CRM conceptual model and the implementation of OmiKS for the platform, would allow our project to be more interoperable. We are also exploring the possibility of making the data reusable by exporting data and metadata from the digital stained glass database in multiple formats, like CSV, JSON, or XML. We would like our tool to replace the heterogeneous paper formats that circulate between collaborators. This will indeed be a new way of working to get used to, which is why we are thinking of developing distance training and individualized messages. Thank you for your attention.